This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
Okay, the first big question was the difference between the click and a word. I mean, people ask us this all the time. Why can't I just use my voice? I have heard this from lion tamers. I have heard this from thousands of dog trainers. I have heard it from teachers of autistic children. Why do I need to bother with this gizmo? Lindsay Wood is a graduate student at Hunter. She's now the head of the SPCA shelter in Denver, Colorado. Very inventive, good researcher. And she got her master's degree studying exactly the difference between the click and the treat, and the yes. A lot of times, it just doesn't work as well because you don't know how to use the click. And you use your voice, yes. The way you would use it is praise. And you don't learn to use it with the pinpoint timing of the click. It's hard to tell when your voice is late. It's easy to tell from the first day you click when your click is late. It's hard to do that. Your brain goes, oh, you're fine. So she did a little study, and the study is on the website. Just go to clickertraining.com and search the library for Lindsay Wood. So I'm not going to go into the data, but she definitely, very clearly, she trained 20 shelter dogs, 10 of them to go out and touch a target. They were clueless. They didn't know their names. They didn't know sit, come, or down. They were just off-the-wall, friendly adolescent shelter dogs. She trained 10 of them to go touch a target and for a click and a treat, and 10 of them to go touch a target for yes and a treat. Her timing was the same. All videotaped, all measured, very clean little study. The click was 45% faster all along the line and with all the dogs. It took fewer clicks. It took, like, you know, not quite half as many clicks as it did yeses to get the dog to figure out it's supposed to go over there and touch the dog, and so on. You can see the data and the graphs and everything if you go look at the whole master's thesis on the website. The interesting thing it teased out was that the difference was largely in the learning of a new behavior. When she was shaping going to the target, and when she was shaping bumping the target hard enough to make it move, once the animal had the picture, go out there, touch that thing, get a click, the word was fine. The word was just as good as the click when the animal already knew the behavior. So that's why it's a little confusing if you are a lure and reward trainer and you use the click to say, job's done, here's your treat. That's perfectly clear, and a voice would be just as good there because the animal's no longer learning and knows the behavior now. So it's misleading. Now, why is it different? We didn't know. That's where science came in, and it turned out there was a whole third bunch of science that was cropping up its ugly head in the clicker training meetings. I think it was at an APDT meeting where I was speaking that another speaker, Barbara Schoening, a German neurophysiologist, came to me and said, I think one reason the clicker works differently is I think it's processed differently in the brain than a voice or anything else you can use. Any short, sharp stimulus. She said, it is the kind of short, sharp, slightly startling stimulus that is processed in something called the amygdala, which is two little things in the back of the old primitive part of our brain, the brain stem. I mean, lizards have the same kind of structure. And this is where fear is processed, too. Anything startling or alarming is processed in that part of the brain, and you get an instantaneous response. You don't have to think about it.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.